you answer the phone in a friendly voice. Thank you for calling. How can I help you today? The customer begins with a complaint, their voice rising in anger. You feel your stress rise. What do you do? First, let them vent for a moment. When they pause, you calmly begin the de-escalation process. Show you're actively listening by summarizing their key points. This shows you're paying attention and validates their feelings. Be sure to express empathy by saying things like, "I can see why that would be frustrating. Let's see what we can do to fix this." Then shift the focus to solutions like, "Would you be open to a partial refund or discount?" Explain the solutions clearly and ask for their input. If tensions rise again, acknowledge it. "I understand you're still upset, and I want to assure you we're working towards a resolution." Following these steps helps de-escalate the situation. The customer feels heard and valued. After recording my script in Audacity, I made some minor edits to the audio track. I deleted a few stray mouse clicks and a short intake of breath for my cat. Then, to reduce the overall background sounds of my office, including a fan, I utilized the noise reduction effect by selecting a segment with just office noise for Audacity to know what to filter out, then selected all and applied the default settings in preview, then clicked OK. As I am only using my laptop recording microphone, not a professional one, this effect greatly reduced the extraneous noise that my laptop microphone picked up. Very handy. I found out that you can increase the sound volume in Audacity using the amplify effect feature. This is the most common and precise method when a recording is simply too quiet and you want to make it louder without distortion, and it worked well for me. First, you select the audio or the whole track with Control plus A, which is what I did. Navigate to Effect, then Volume and Compression, and select Amplify in the drop-down menu. Audacity will automatically suggest the maximum safe amplification before applying the effect. I used the standard default settings and clicked OK to apply. This resulted in a louder recording that was just much easier to hear. Also, interesting to note, that increasing the volume also increases background noise. So it's a good thing that I already reduced the background noise using the noise reduction effect. Next, I wanted to include some sound effects in my script. I downloaded the sound of a ringing phone from Pixabay, which provides free creator content, and inserted the MP3 into the playhead at the split clip. I repeated this process with the complaining voice sound effect. Finally, I wanted to include motivational background music suitable for a corporate setting. After selecting a free music track from Pixabay and downloading it to my computer, I imported it into Audacity using the import tool located in the file tab. The volume was very high, so I lowered it using the manual slider in the left toolbar. I copied the music track so that it fit within the time frame and lastly added a fade out effect at the end. Thanks for listening to my explanation. I would love to hear your feedback or any suggestion you may have.